Good afternoon and welcome to 101 FM Radio Mirai. 19 minutes after 2 and 29th of April 2023. Barahibe kumkulu ashantasma le moja mia wahed fikuli makanta ungasma haside o beneguli ani marhabekum wa nasal fi malkal nas fi wow nas fi bentiu nas fi awil nas fi kwa jog barahibe kumkulu nas fi medina juba maana zemana kutiloku mumbare. Okay. Like I said yesterday, we'll be having our super guest in the studio today. And I'm beginning to laugh because of faces of laughters. And you know, there is this comedian who's called Adil Imam. He is an Egyptian and he's officially been banned from going to public places, in funerals, in... because when he comes to the funeral to pay his condolences, the funeral turns into a comedy. So, because just the way he looks is enough for you to laugh. Okay, we're going to have some laughters this afternoon, and we got our guests for the day. One artist and other performing personnel right here in the studio. Otherwise, let's listen to this track just before we go to listen to them. And we'll talk about that later in the day. Froze like winter, I'm 30 on liquor, straight to me, picture, MJ on the shit, thriller, funny vibes every night. I forget. Don't also forget to catch up with me later in the next 1 or 30 minutes so that we can catch up with the sports updates in the Mirai Weekend Sport. That's from 3 to 5 later in the day. I'll be sitting in for Captain Samuel Pawan, who's still stuck in Khartoum, and we wish him the best so that he can come in one piece back to South Sudan. Otherwise, we're good to go. And
not only the people that I've mentioned below are supposed to drop the mic. Single D, give me the mic, man. Shackle, give me the beat. Iron Toes. I'm not here to create a market, but only here for lessons. This is not a song, it's just a musical warm-up. It ain't hard to do music as long as you're talented. And this is just a warm-up. They call themselves princesses, queens, kings, ambassadors, teacher stars. But here come the toes. The treasure of South Sudan, a musical revolution, a messiah for that. It's useless, reckless, pointless getting yourself names that you cannot even fit in. Sing songs without suitable meanings. You sing about your own individual world, beauty, handsomeness, but this is all bullshit, and this is just a warm-up. Jamila, honey, give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic. Give me the mic.
I already gave you the mic, so you can
Yeah.
Good to have you, Irene Toss. It's been a while. Where have you been hibernating?
I've been working on myself. Yeah, baby.
But you haven't grown that much.
Come on, now you're not seeing some nyash. I've grown
when
a little.
You said working,
nyash.
We didn't know what you meant. You meant that back of ground.
I was meaning that.
Okay, it's very unfortunate, by the way, that today I have one sex of guests.
Oh,
only
it's not
ladies.
Unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. I didn't see this coming, and I've never seen it coming. I tried my best always to make sure that I am fair to both men and women,
but
because
you can, you're representing them.
I'm the ambassador of Stingy Men Association to Uganda from South Sudan. Hey.
Stingy Men association from where?
From Uganda.
You are the ambassador
to Uganda.
And there's a CEO.
Okay, that's
good. It's for now, yes. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I will present the gentleman, and let's have Erin.
Yes.
Please do quickly tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Yo, I'm Erin Toes. Like, who does not know me? Yeah? I'm Erin Toes, of course. The man.
Good. And then
you're the man?
Yeah, I'm the man in a skirt, you know.
Audio? Aha, okay. Because just, now how am I going to go back to Uganda? These are things that are going
just,
to...
just like Sheba says, she's the king herself. So don't complain.
Actually, that's Cindy, who is the king herself.
Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
You and get then? It. Well, my name is... I am the youngest and the only stand-up female comedian. I was the youngest and the only, but for now, I'm so glad because I have, because now many stand-up female comedians are coming out. And my name is Comedian Kiden. Call me the GMT herself.
Hello.
Drops mic.
She supports Man City. She supports Real Madrid. She supports Arsenal. She supports Chelsea. She's just confused.
Man U.
Just a football
not
fan.
Not Man U. I've not seen her supporting Man U.
And my name is Kansime. And really, if you want me to introduce myself, then you are not informed properly. But if you have internet and it works, then you know that my name is Kansime. And I normally win arguments.
In South Sudan, I know.
I normally win arguments.
In South Sudan.
No one who gets sick if she doesn't argue.
She is the real version of a woman.
Who? Which one? Tell you. Me. Which one?
You.
Which woman? Well,
of winning all the arguments.
Not all women are dramatic. Don't cause drama here.
Well, I embrace drama. I embrace drama in however it comes. In fact, if something comes without force, I tend to receive it with force. Even it comes peacefully. I think I have too much energy. Yeah. But as a small person, we need these energies.
Good to have you, ladies. And we're doing this for Beledna Talk Show.
Yes.
Irene, how much do you know about Beledna Talk Show, really? Do you know why you're in this talk show, actually? The Beledna Talk Show?
Why I'm in a Beledna Talk Show? It's because I'm a South Sudanese woman. Mm. And actually, this is... the show we are having is to empower women. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to actually be during the Women's Day. But yeah, why we're doing it today is because every day we have to celebrate women. So yeah, I am... in the Beledna Talk Show because I am a South Sudanese woman, mm-hmm. an African woman, and that is it. I think that's what I can say for now.
Okay then.
Yes. Well, I am in the Beledna Show because I'm a young South Sudanese girl who always talk about children's future, about women's future, and I'm going to perform for all the women, for all my mothers in South Sudan, so that they can continue with their spirit of being good and having powers of being strong and so on. So the Beledna Show, it's going to be a very great show tomorrow. So please, if you don't have that ticket, go and get it for yourself.
Wonderful. From
Kansima, I know you want to win the argument by all
she
means,
wants,
but
you're
not winning.
How much is even itching? It's like she quit.
You are not winning any bit.
It's like
I think
she
when Kid is speaking, I'm really shocked.
Okay, Kansima.
Since I met her, I've really been shocked.
First of all, I want to welcome you to South Sudan.
Thank you so much.
And we have come at a very good time when the weather is very friendly. I wish you came when the weather was a little bit unfriendly, but for now we welcome you, and then to have you in South Sudan is a massive achievement, and is a massive step forward.
It's an honor
for other foreign performers to be coming to South Sudan. Tell us, how much you know about South Sudan?
Okay, first of all, I can't believe myself that it's my first time to come here. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, and I've been saying it, I dare you to invite me again. you will regret it. I'm going to be that one person who you give me a handshake and I take your soul, South Sudan. I am ready to be in love with this place, because when I arrived, what I expected to see of South Sudan is not what I saw. And I must say, I think you already know, you're really sold short out there. When someone talks of South Sudan, they're not selling the calmness, the sweetness that I found at the airport, how warm people are, how people just love. And I was talking about it earlier, that people that have had great suffering tend to love so much. I can't tell you how loved and welcomed I felt when I arrived yesterday. And to be honest, I'm just waiting for the Beledna opportunity to give back the love that I've been receiving these past few days. And I'm in South Sudan for the first time, my first show. So I don't know. I'll have to run into the audience and tickle people if they don't laugh tomorrow, because we all have to live without our
kindly
problems.
And by force.
I'm telling you, we are going to laugh whether you like it or not. That's why I'm urging people to really come stressed. They come and get ready to be entertained, and you know, sweat a little.
And it's good to celebrate the women today. For the first time, I'm shocked that I have a female all guests in the studio. And then Kansime, as a performer, what's your biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness is my mind wanders when I'm on stage. I have a very short attention span, so the people that notice the problem are my creative director and my manager. Their hands are on the head like this half the time when I'm performing, because they know the script, and I last left the script like 15 minutes ago, yet I have like a 20-minute set. So I tend to digress and do a lot of spontaneity and improvise. I'm easily distracted. If I'm performing and the joke is about men, and there's a beautiful lady who passes serving, chances are is I'll drop that joke and first address what's happening. Then
I probably find it
hard to go back, you know. I think that's my biggest challenge, really.
Wow, interesting.
I find it so hard on stage.
And let's talk about your strength.
My strength, it actually doubles as a strength too, because as a stand-up performer, failure is death. You die on stage if you can't be funny. So my spontaneity and my being very, very quick to improvise has saved my life on stage so many times, that sometimes you're cracking a joke and you feel the energy you're expecting is not what you're receiving. You need to have the mind to cut it short and pick up on something that is more relevant at that point. So while it's a weakness, when it comes as a plus, you're like, wow, did she think about that? That's how it is.
Great. Kiden?
Yes.
You've been one of the most interesting comedian to watch. And then tell me about your strength. I don't talk about your weakness for now.
Okay. About my strength is, you see, when we're in the stage and so many things are happening, you know, South Sudan, if you don't make people laugh, South Sudanese, you know them, sometimes they cannot understand. Yeah. But actually, they're also good. You have to create some things, and if you're performing, you have to create some things and make them laugh. Like, if something is happening, you saw it, immediately you crack some joke about that thing and give it out to them, then they will be happy. But if you leave it like that and you continue with the joke, it will not be good. So you have to leave the joke a bit and continue with what you saw, and that will be good.
Great. Good to have you, ladies. And Kansime, talking about women, how have you been empowering women in Uganda? Let's begin with.
You see, I think it's a choice to live an exemplary life, enough for people to see you and know that their dreams are valid. I think all I've done is to live an honest, hardworking life as a woman. And I hope that anyone that sees me doesn't want to be like me, but wants to be the best version of themselves, because that's what I'm on about. I'm trying to be the best mother I can be, to be the best citizen I can be the best comedian I can be. And these days, I'm even risking to sing. So, I really want to be the best entertainer I can be right now.
You want to start singing?
She's
already singing.
My friend, for us, we are musicians. We've been singing. Yes, my darling.
You are a version of the highest corruption I've ever seen in my life.
If you identify it, that means you know it.
Drop, don't ever stop. Let me feel you in my bed.
That's Single D. Single D is flying our colors very high in Ghana at the moment in Accra. And he's missed his performance in South Sudan for the second time in a row. I don't know whether he's not going to end up in court, but we wish him the best in Accra for the moment. Talking to his management yesterday, they actually have no idea of when he's returning. We hope he does not end up like Slade Nation, who went and sought asylum in Australia and he refused to come back to South Sudan. It's coming up to 25 minutes of the hour. My name is Moro Lokombo, and it's good to have you on this weekend. And we're going to have more discussions in the day as we continue. Let's take a very quick break then.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا صوت السلام.
Land of happiness, full of meaning, my homeland. Land of freedom, full of all the fruits, my homeland.
We are tired of war. We are tired of suffering. We want to go back to our homes. We want to hear the sounds of happy children in a free nation. We want to play, rest, and be protected from abuse. Hear our cries, dear leaders, for the future of South Sudan.
The land of freedom, full of all the fruits, my homeland.
Crazy Fox right here with Disco Baby and Fox. Talking about Fox, let's listen to this track first.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah, I only got one life to live, one shot to kill. Yeah, live a life to the fullest, no regret. Yeah, I only got one life to live, one shot to kill. Yeah, get what you wanna, spoil the life.
Now, recently, not very long ago, that Jay Young announced that he had dropped any use of drugs. And he did. We haven't seen him though in the scene for the last few months. And then came Crazy Fox announcing the same, only to meet him in one of the in the meantime, and wasil maakum and astaqbil diubitana min jadid, comedian kiden.
Yes.
Ita kumbara dede su kansime say Arabish yashe.
Ay.
You people, ndasa kushana muna nyangamboru chiga hati ya manyamboruzi. Ugambe pyo wii tu, nyangu ugambe pyo
wii. We are going to arrest you. We will take your passport.
But now I believe you. Don't threaten me. I am scared.
You're even scared of how you enter.
I am scared, my friend.
He's asking, you know any Arabic words?
Anabihip Junubi Sudan. I love Sudan. I really do. I really do, guys. I even bit my tongue yesterday trying to learn how to say also. I love the sound of Arabic too much.
Yeah, I love the sound of classic Arabic, not Juba Arabic.
Juba Arabic is what?
Yeah, it's the Arabic Khartoum that was driving her crazy.
Oh really? Yeah, that's why she was not able to say
there were were reading news just, of dangerous things. They were talking about things that are happening, big things are coming down. But I almost said, I love you too. The guy came to read the headlines, was like, I'm like, I love you too. What is that you're saying? It sounds so sweet.
Are we alive? Yes, we are alive. Yes, it's good to have us. Moi is in the house.
Yes,
AKA Dudu-san.
Dudu-san.
Yeah.
Dudu-san.
That's how it's called.
Dudu-san. Dudu-san.
Now, Dudu-san. By the way, for you who is an upcoming artist, you can ask him on how to be an artist. Because
yes, they've told me he's a legend.
He is one of the...
I was asking the legend if I can feature in his comeback track. Excuse me. He said one stars, not upcoming musicians.
Okay, good to have you, Steve-O. What's up?
Thank you very much, Moro. And yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I don't want to speak to you in Arabic because you're going to say Arabic Takis here.
Arabic Juba is good also.
Arabic Juba is good, eh?
Yeah, of course. We are in Juba, so we...
Yeah, said, could send in a tape.
Wallahi, wait a tape.
Ah, mashallah, I can't believe
you've left me in this thing alone, my friend.
I see your Arabic has improved. Yeah. I think you should come back to singing.
You think so?
Aye.
And a big idea.
We are so envious.
I'm too old already,
and we are not happy.
We are not happy. Just sing, we'll be the vixens. Don't worry. You just come back.
You know, Steve-O, we are not happy with your premature retirement. You and Sinjo, two of you. We are so annoyed. We are so disgruntled. We are cursing day and night why the two of you decided to and ceremoniously hang up the mic.
Mm-hmm. Some things are like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you try something and it gets to a point where you be like, no, let me, you know, take a different, role in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I love music. I still do listen to many of our artists, you know, in our country. But and trust me, there are so many who are doing well. I can say that.
You're happy about that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't regret your retirement?
I don't.
You don't regret that? Totally. Yes, Moi is from The Real Estate and also an associate of The Boomerang. Tell us about Beledna Talk Show finally.
It's Beledna.
Tell us
so
about
yeah, Beledna as the name, you know,
our
states.
Home.
Our home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Beledna, it's our home, it's our country. So now this country has been a little bit, the stories have been distorted a little bit, you know. People talk about the negatives.
Mm.
Which shouldn't be really the case, you know. Mm. So Beledna is like, you know, taking charge and we say, let's talk about the positives, you know. Let's talk about the positive stories about, you know, about the country.
Mm.
And that's where Beledna comes in.
Mm.
Yes.
We're going to have the show tomorrow. And what are going to be the talking points
now,
tomorrow?
Now.
Yeah.
The interesting part is that this second edition of the Beledna is dedicated to our beautiful, hardworking, you know, women, ladies in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so special in a way that we're having one of the best female comedians in Africa, or even in the world, I can say. You know, it's not, comedy is not, you see, when you look at comedy along that line, we don't have so many ladies. Mm-hmm. And I think for Anne Kansiime to be where she is right now, it's really commendable, you know. Well done.
I really want to know Anne Kansiime in her real life, because I don't want to be around people who are like Mama G.
Now let me tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Shock
Kansiime
him,
is can a I tell you something? Very difficult person to win arguments at all points of life.
Now, the funny thing is this.
Uh-huh.
I have been laughing myself off this ever since yesterday.
Since she picked me from the...
Can you imagine? So I think she's just like that, hilarious. Like,
just an she's just funny.
I was telling them about the story of the ban of Adil Imam in Egypt, not to come in public places, even in funerals, because whenever he shows, people start laughing. Just like that, people change from crying to laughing.
So and then there's this story. It just happened now, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, Anne. You know when you left the gate right now, the security guys were checking, okay? Actually, that guy didn't know
this
was Anne. And then one guy was like, by the way, that's Anne Kansiime. He was like, what? Anne Kansiime. And then everyone started laughing.
You know, the way she was coming, as if she's premature, grabbing her chocolate, making a lot of noise. Yeah?
It's a disguise, guys. That's how I made it through the gate.
Yeah, so guys, to all, if you're listening to us right now, to the listener out there, if you're here in Juba, this show is never to be missed. I can tell you. So you need to come
and
witness.
It's unfortunate that we are not able to have John Chirbeck, who is the host of the event tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But still, you can speak on his behalf. We are focusing on women. And what is the biggest thing that you want to improve on women's life? Bezafi Junum Sudanini. There are so many aspects of women, especially those who are performing. By the way, most of their parents, most of their families, most of their communities don't want actually to be encouraging them. They say, you know, performing life is something crazy. Performing life is for those who are from the streets. Mm-hmm. And now, if you look at someone like Kansime now, she's an attention to the world, an attention to Uganda, benefit to Uganda, a benefit to Africa, a benefit to the world, and a benefit to the whole women community.
I can say this. The women, the South Sudanese woman, is one of the marginalized, if I can say.
True.
On the other hand, which I'm proud of, proud to say, is that the South Sudanese woman is one of the resilient women. You say that women go through a lot in this country, and in most cases, you know, their struggles are not being echoed out there. So this is where this actually show comes in. We want to celebrate the South Sudanese woman. We want to celebrate the South Sudanese woman who is in leadership. You see, for the first time even in this country, you know, we have a female speaker.
Yes.
That speaks big.
Who is a vice president.
Vice president. Just imagine. So, but some of these things are not actually said out there. So now we're saying there are those ones who play part in, you know, sports, business, technology. The South Sudanese women has actually done a lot. So now we want to bring this out to the people. We need to celebrate the efforts being, you know, put together by all these different women in South Sudan.
Great one there. Kansime, what message have you practically brought for the South Sudanese women? Like I said, thank God. It is not unfortunate anymore because I have a man in the studio. I was very worried.
You were under pressure, but you're not winning any arguments today.
You see, I was very worried.
Whether you're 5 or 10.
Hey, I can take you down. Bring another one. Bring 5 men and see if you win this argument. The message I really have for the one that I've specifically packaged for the South Sudanese woman is, you're not your situation. You're the plan you have to get out of your situation. So wherever it is you are, if it's not where you want to be, make a plan.
And get out there.
Make a plan. Look around, make a plan. There was nothing special I did. All I did was have a plan. Have a plan. Don't be there feeling pitiful for yourself, because you're where you are. First of all, you know how, I don't know whether we are Christians in this country, but the Bible says that it's what no man has seen, what no ear has heard, what no is what God is preparing for you. So it's not in what you've gone through, it's in what where you're going. So I'm just preaching resilience, really, for the women in South Sudan. And they've gone through so much, but that goes to say that they have won so much. They've already done so much. And having a 13-year-old stand up, it's the first time. I always travel and I have so many men on a lineup. But now, it's not just men and women. There's a girl who is 13, as old as South Sudan itself. Like, this child was born the day South Sudan was born. And then, I can't believe you. I can't believe I'm going to be with a 13-year-old superstar on stage. She thinks she's honored to share a stage with me, but I'm going to say, you're going to be great. And I will be one of those people that happen to share a stage with you. When you even needed me, it's a blessing. I'm just floating in the blessings. and sorry, if this is not an example of the potential that is in the woman of South Sudan, then I don't know what example we want. Having a 13-year-old stand on stage and attempt to make you laugh about social issues is just EG of how strong and capable the women of South Sudan are.
Great. For the men out there who are listening, we'll talk about, we'll ask Anne Kansim about her marital status later. So relax. You're not going to win any argument on this one. Kiden, yes. Tell us, how does your family, your parents, your community view the way what you're doing, comedy life, performance life? Are they happy about it?
Well, according to me, my parents are excited of what I'm doing, and my mom has a full support of me. On me, she's my designer. Actually, she designed me up. She can do anything to me, anything I want. Even she allows me go out because my manager is also my uncle. He's also my uncle. Then I can go anywhere I want. But the only thing my mother don't want is that she don't want me to be like, let me not be like some people. You know, some people, if they are now celebrities, they act differently. They act differently. There are some characters they bring out which is not good. That's the only thing my mother don't want. My mother said to me that as I'm going to be a comedian, she will not say that, let me not do it, because this is the talent that God gave to me. And as God gave to me this talent, let me continue, but let me listen to elders and let me respect elders and so on. About the life performance, my mother doesn't have anything about it. She don't quarrel, she don't do anything. She just give me the support and the full support. But actually, to be honest, my father left me since I was 8 years old. My father passed. And that's the, may his soul rest in peace. But from the community and my parents, I have full support.
That's interesting. And Kansime, when you started your comedy, how real was it, and how difficult or easy was it?
First of all, my father paid school fees for me to study social sciences at campus.
Wasted.
Which I studied under duress, because I really didn't like that course. I spent most of my time at the music, dance and drama department at Makerere University. And when I couldn't wait to graduate, take those pictures, send them home, and go and do what I wanted to do. So I envy this girl right here for knowing what she wants at 13. Please remember me in future. Just actually remember me in 5 years, because I know you're going to be great.
Okay.
So it was difficult, of course, in the beginning. My father was like, so what do you do again? I'm like, I'm entertaining. It didn't make sense till I could afford some of the bills at home. Till you could send some pocket money at home, and your mother's like, so the joking is the one that is bringing this money. You come back home and you're like,
they call it the joking.
They're like, so you're joking your way into the car bond and buying a car. That's nice. So it was a joke till it really made sense.
Wow.
Financially, I think.
So far, are you an inspiration to your community? Are you an inspiration to the people around you, to your family?
I have made it so that everyone believes in whatever it is they are dreaming about. Because mine was just a dream, Banang. I don't even remember the effort I put in. I've ever just been funny. Or you stand. I remember the first time I stood on stage and got a standing ovation. I, honest to God, didn't know what I had done to deserve that. Have you ever actually thought that my dress was like stuck in my panty? And maybe they were laughing at me for not being funny, but for looking ridiculous. That's how comedy found me. I set out to be an actor, not a comedian. I set up to be a performer. But the opportunity I got was in a comedy outfit called Fun Factory. So I feel like I was lucky to be groomed into the humor. I'm born in a very funny family. If you find a conversation of me and my family members, oh dear, you will laugh. I'm sorry, Stephen, you would die of laughter. If you think I made you laugh from the airport, me, I'm the least funny person, just that the public knows I am useless. But everyone at home is useless. If you see us in a conversation, my mother, may her soul rest in peace, was the most hilarious human being I'd ever encountered. You think I win arguments? My mother never even used to do it for money. She was doing it for free. She would go around the village winning arguments, picking arguments. So, my friend, me, I had to be
she
a comedian.
She needed to be hired for winning arguments. Okay, yeah, you are guys. We're having Anne Kansiime in the studio. Tomorrow you can catch up with the Belinda talk show, which is Moi. Where is it? And what time is it exactly? And is it on invite? Is it on sale?
Okay.
Or so what is it all about?
It's okay. If you're listening to us right now, you better prepare yourself, because this one, don't even miss it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the show is at Gold Orchid. Mm-hmm. Gold Orchid is right behind Sahara Hotel, if you know, the former Sahara
former
Hotel.
Former Sahara
yes,
Hotel.
Yes, I would say former Sahara Hotel.
And
not far
Gold
from,
Orchid
not,
is also not the far former orphanage.
I'm not sure if it was an
yes,
orphanage.
Yes, it was an orphanage, yes, before.
So it's actually not far from the main road.
Yes.
So that's airport.
Gabat.
That's Gabat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So for people who are not familiar, I would rather say it's not far from Crown Hotel.
Yes.
Yes. So I think that's the popular.
If you're going
direction.
From the airport to that area, it is on the left. If you're yes. coming from Muduria, it's on the right.
Yes. I mean, it's really very clear. So, yeah, that is where... the show is going to happen. The time it's doors open at 5 p.m. Yes. Yeah. So this time we want to keep. This time, we really want to make sure that we keep time.
Yes, actually, that's what I was coming to. We have had a lot of international performers coming to South Sudan, and the end of the day they perform at 3 a.m. 2 a.m.
Yes.
1 a.m.
I'm
yes.
no night dancer. Oh.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes. So I think people get sick of going to those events. Actually, I'm one of them that who have stopped going to events because the events
we
just come so much so late.
So my brother, you need to come for this one. At least you will get a different feel.
This show is on the 30th, not the 31st, not the 1st. It's on the 30th.
Exactly.
So by midnight, we will have finished like long ago.
Midnight is even
we
far.
Are not performing into the next day. No,
exactly.
No, nobody is stepping on stage.
So
on a
probably even by 10, we want to be done.
Yes.
And probably the most interesting part is that don't even be scared, because Monday, by the way, it's a
public holiday. So don't take us up to the a.m.
No.
For Anne to perform on the AM.
No.
Actually, some of the performers perform when everyone is already
tired.
off and tired. And they will be asked, hey, by the way, did Anne perform yesterday? Memory
what?
Loss. Memory loss.
Exactly.
Because she came on stage a little bit late.
So yes, Belinda team is working so hard to make sure that all these cadeaux don't really happen. We want
what
to
else
be
do we
more...
have on the menu? Of performance tomorrow, apart from comedy,
We have a lineup of artists.
Artists,
you know, we have Irene Toes, who's here. We have Marco Boy. I mean, Marco Boy has not.
Marco Boy should be. I'm told that he's supposed to be flying today.
Exactly. So
hopefully
he's
he doesn't
from,
miss his flight.
He's flying in from Nairobi,
uh-huh.
And I would say probably this is Marco Boy has never. I don't think he has ever performed really here.
He has.
But not that much, okay?
He has performed,
music,
but
so.
on a very short and quiet places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
not
this
on
is
a
public.
Huge stage like this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is public. So I mean, if you have never, watched this guy perform, please be there. We have other performers like
team manager,
Nita Baby.
Irene, are you performing?
She is.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
she is
looking forward to that.
Yes, so I mean it's going to be a very interesting day.
How is the talk show going to be? Because it's Belinda talk show being blended. That
so we have a lineup of we talked about the women of this country. So that one we are not going to mess on it. It's going to be a surprise. Okay, so we have. Influential people, you know, in leadership, you know, in sports, the business, you know, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So, but this one is a surprise.
Great.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, finally, thank you so very much for having you. And please have a great one in Juba. Kiden, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Irene Tos, it's been a while seeing you on stage. We're looking forward to see what you've been building on, apart from what Kansime said from the background. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there and you're listening, and you're thinking how much this ticket goes for. An ordinary ticket goes for $15, mm-hmm. or you can pay in SSP, mm-hmm. 14,000 SSP. Mm-hmm. We have VIP, you pay $50, mm-hmm. and we have a table of 8, and you pay $400. So you can come with your family, you can come with your friends, you know, and pay $400 for a table.
Thank you, Steve-O. I hope you come back from retirement. See you in the future. We have Alex who is here to give us the news summaries at the top of the hour. See you then.